Hello. Good afternoon. I mean, it's the afternoon when I'm recording this, but who knows what time it is when you're listening to this. Happy day, wherever you are. So decided it's time to record another ramble fap. I think I'm also going to try to do more just like imaginary content things as well, other stuff, just improving shit. So yeah, I started subbing this online yoga class on Zoom. So I've been subbing for about a week now. I started, it's like an hour a week, in the morning at 8 a.m. It's 8 a.m. Central Time versus the person who normally does it, she's in Pacific time, so she does it at 6 a.m., which would be more of a hurdle for me, but like 8 a.m. is manageable for me. But it is still a transition. So I have 3 more days that I'm teaching. So I think it was a cool opportunity. And it's $50 for class, and like the people are nice. And so it's part of a 40-day kriya. So in Kundalini yoga, there's a thing called 40-day practices. So it's like, oh, when you do practices for 40 days, then it's like stuff is getting into your nervous system, and like blah blah blah, and like accountability and showing up to yourself on your mat and all that shit. And so I was just popping in. They're on day 29 right now. And that's cool. And so the kriya that they're doing, and kriya means a complete set. And the kriya that they're doing is like very abdominal focused kriya. And I'm like, when the person I was subbing for told me this, I was like, but it's like the fact that you're doing it, it's like then I can feel myself being so much stronger, and it's like, damn, core, you working for me, you working for me. And it's not just the superficial aspect of like, oh, like six pack. I mean, and I definitely don't have a six pack either. It's like your core, your navel is like your powerhouse, like, damn it, like third chakra, blah 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 blah, manipura. So it's like how do you access your willpower, and like how does that show up in your life? So these are all great questions. So I'm excited. It's cool opportunity that I was able to sub those yoga classes, and then I have a few more days of that. It was a bummer. I started class and my eyes were closed, and I was like getting into it, and then when I opened my eyes, like Zoom was like circling, and like my internet had fucked, and I was like so embarrassed. I know it happens that internet connections glitch and whatever, but fuck you, Comcast. Comcast has been like especially like spotty lately, so fuck you, Comcast, you piece of shit. Pay too much for the shitty internet. Anyway, RCN is now Astound. And they send me a shit ton of mail. So anyway, so that's that. Oh, because then I was like, I think I want to do an audio where it's like, oh, I'm teaching someone a private yoga class. I think that could be fun. Oh, but then like then the person who's taking the private yoga class, like they seduce me. Yeah, I think that would be more, I'd see that more than like me seducing my yoga student. So there's that. Also, if you tuned into my last Ramble Fab, I did pass my portfolio review for my UX boot camp, but on the second round. So like after I had submitted it again, but I was just like, again, so pissed. Like the reviewer, their only comment after my resubmission, and I had written them back a note asking them questions, like saying like, can you show me an example of like what you're looking for? They responded and they were just like, better, like check out Dribbl. And I'm just like, God, why, what the fuck, man? And like, I still need to send my my email to the bootcamp to just be like, hey guys, like here's my feedback on this process, because I was waiting until I actually like graduated to send it, but then I just like didn't send it. So I need to send that. So I like Thursday, so I'll send that off today. So that's that. But my career coach, which you get as like part of the bootcamp as well, I think we're well matched, and she's like, yeah, you know, we both like don't give ourselves enough credit, and like I understand all the anxiety you have, like that's the thing. And like she's very understanding, and like I dig it. I think I have a good career coach, but I'm not like, do I want to be a UX designer? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Who knows? And I got like this gig doing UX design from the bootcamp, like a partnership that they had with this college student, and I'm just like, he doesn't know like what the fuck he's doing, and I'm just like, it's very hard to work with him, but it's like something I can talk about in interviews certainly. But like I was like talking about like, do you want a mobile version of this screen that you're asking me to make? And he's like, I don't know, I don't think that's probably necessary. I'm like, oh my god, I'm new to UX design, but I understand the importance of responsive design. Oh my god, there are other things, but then also another designer that is working on the project as well, she was like, oh, but I actually looked him up, and it's like, he's in high school, so I don't know exactly which is which, but we did have a meeting where there was like a poster on the wall that seemed like a very high school poster, so who knows? Joe just likes me on Hinge. Let's see what's up with Joe. But I mean, it's good that I'm getting these opportunities or whatever to learn and like see what I like. Joe responded to the picture of me in front of the lake. The girl who loves to laugh won't be too unlucky. Can I know you? Because I also want to have this kind of luck. Okay. Nah, man. So, yeah, there was that. And then also, so I got an email yesterday from the bootcamp, and they're like, we're moving our community from Slack to Discord. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I would think that Slack is relatively expensive probably for them. I don't know. I imagine like Discord would be way cheaper, but like, I don't know. This seems weird. Like, I think this is like a conflating of worlds in a way. Like for me, Discord is like for people I talk to from Reddit. Like, that's what Discord is for. Discord isn't for, like, community with people you know, or, like, I mean, people use that for that, I guess, but I'm just like, this seems weird. Like, weird. I mean, do you use your real names on Discord? Is that... Otherwise, it's, like, confusing if they're just usernames? I don't know. I guess I'll see. I mean, hopefully, like, I'll be, like, have a job or, like, figured some shit out before, like, that transition actually happens with them. But, I mean, I could still use it or whatever, but okay. Also, just, like, okay, and I just, like, need to start masturbating, too, because I was just, like, I am like a chatterbox sometimes. I really am. I do like talking. And then I can get carried away. And like, the point is like, oh, this is like, being posted on Gone Wild Audio. So like, let's fucking go wild now. So here, let's just use this vibrator to start. Come on, turn on, baby. Oh, is this one dead? Oh my gosh. So much critical thinking. Okay, I think that one's dead. Okay, well, this seems like it's on. Okay, cool. I'm just going to be prop up a pillow here on my headboard. And I took my pants off. They were Lululemon's in their Align pants, which are supposed to have a naked sensation, which I don't really think they have a naked sensation, but okay. You can really hear the vibrator going, can't you? So here we go. Cool. Let's go. Wait, so what is it? The boot camp of, like, the names of things that are very, like, I'm like, why? Like, why is Slack called Slack? Because it's, like, slacking off. Why? How does that make sense? If it's like a workplace thing and it's called Slack. And again, like Discord. Like Discord seems like people aren't getting along. That's what that implies. And then when Discord loads, sometimes it gives, you know, fun facts or whatever. And one of those fun facts is like, oh, Discord was almost called Bonfire because we were trying to get that like warm sensation. I'm like, yeah, I think Bonfire makes way more sense for that. I mean, I don't, like, think about these names, like, a lot, so I'm not like, oh, like, why am I using Discord to talk to people if it's, I'm not getting along with people because it's Discord. I mean, I'm not like that, I haven't thought about it that in depth, but it's like, well, then why name it that? I don't know, I was thinking that. Need more vibrating. Yes. Cool. So I have some like updates on like people and things and talking. So there's this guy that I met on Reddit like 2 years ago, and he recently moved from the Seattle area to Tennessee, and like we had talked about meeting for a while, but that never happened. But then he was like, "Yeah, like let's meet," and so I bought tickets for April into March, like 2 weeks. And it was like pretty good. It was like $100 round trip. Cool. And then he was like, well, I want to like fly you out earlier, actually. Like, I would like to do that. And then I was like, okay, cool. And then, on Tuesday, last Tuesday, I got my pussy wax for the first time, because I was like, okay, like, this could be a fun thing to do before, I meet this guy, and I did it, and it was, like, not as painful as, like, I expected it to be, and maybe it was, like, I just, you know, got someone good to do it, because, like, praise be, Yelp, but it was good. and here I am without hair on my pussy. And then yesterday, Wednesday, I got a manicure, a mani-pedi, with my Robin Eggs blue color. So I like it. I think you need to be, like, so careful with manicures, and I think it's, like, terrible. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's, like, you do that, no chip stuff or whatever, but, like, I didn't, but, it, like, with the regular manicure that I got, I tried to, like, take a sticker off a apple today, and it, like, chipped a little bit. I'm, like, damn, I don't like this. But are, like, no-chip manicures, like, bad? I don't know. Or, like, use weird chemicals? I don't know. But, yeah, I'm gonna take a picture of this pussy nails combo after I finish, so hopefully that can be a fun thing to look at. But the TLDR thing is just that it didn't actually work out with that Tennessee guy flying me out. So here I am with a wax pussy and a new mani-pedi and no one to really enjoy it with me. So it's a bummer. I mean, I understand he had a lot of shit and trust going on with him. But, yeah, it's nice just to, you know, get that guzzy up. Yeah. And so, I mean, he's still, like, you know, you can come in April and, like, it'd be fun. So the point is for us to have sex, and, he's a cool dude, and very, understanding. So I think and he has a lot more experience than me sexually. So, it seems like it'll be a fun time. And he's also going to teach me how to shoot guns. So another fun experience. So yeah, I'm excited about that. And it's about in a month. 5 weeks. Yeah. Okay. So then this other dude, who I was, talking to, so he, like, it's funny when we were, like, talking, he was like, oh, I wonder, like, when I'd ever show up in your, you know, your stuff. Your audio stuff. And I'm like, huh, yeah, who knows? But this, he's, like, he works a lot. And I think maybe we would get along, but I don't know, because, like, he works a lot, and he says he's gonna call me back, and he never calls me back. And I'm just like, I mean, granted, maybe he called me back once when he said he would, but, like, I don't, it's annoying. And I'm worth more than that. I think also, like, I can try to communicate better. Communication is important. But yeah, then he said, like, he wants to fly to see me in, like, the beginning of April, but, like, I don't necessarily believe that to be true, because he said that he would fly to meet me at the beginning of March. So I don't know. But I don't, like, I think about sex a lot in the abstract, like, oh yeah, like, it'll be hot to have sex, but then it's, like, hard to, like, visualize it and really see it and experience it. But yes. Okay. Hello. Oof. Okay. But I don't know, like, it's nice, like, my pussy being smooth, like, it's kind of cool.
I mean, it's never been this smooth. And like when I, the times I've tried to shave, it has not been this smooth. I haven't done like that great of a job. So that's interesting. So pussy. Hi. Also, another side note, a couple of weeks ago I started the birth control patch. So that's a thing. I'm wearing it on my right shoulder now. So that's so, you know, someone can come inside me. Yeah, I mean, I really want someone to fucking come inside me, so yeah, please. Also, I talked to someone, from Reddit, and he sort of, like, changed my entire sort of perspective on anal. I was like, yeah, you know, I have no, like, rush to, like, go into anal to do this. And he explained it in such a way where it was like, you know, like, there's a part of the, you know, clitoris that's in the ass. And, like, you know, anal could be the key to unlocking your, I mean, he didn't say it, but it's like, oh, yeah, well, like, anal could be, related to helping me, like, actually have an orgasm. So, like, that seems really cool. I don't know if that's to be true, but, like, it could be fun to explore, certainly. So, I am just interested, in maybe anal sometime. Anal seems so foreign, like, why am I putting something up my ass? But it's something I'm thinking about, certainly. I just want a fucking baby. I just want fucking impregnate me already. Need to be fucked like someone means it. I just want to be fucked like fuck me like you mean it. Now I'm just moving the toy out really slowly. I do think maybe without hair, like, like, it makes my pussy look maybe a little smaller. Like, cuter and more, like, dainty or something? I don't know. Tanny. I really want to feel what it feels like to have cum inside my pussy. It'll be really fucking hot. Hopefully I'll get to experience that within the next few months. Thanks, birth control. Woo! That sort of hit my plateau mark, but yeah, now it feels like my pussy is vibrating, and hello, and goodbye.